Like with drugs, it escalates.
Yeah.
And now it's out of control.
DVD.
Yeah.
But only one CD.
Yes. One of each. Never more than one of each thing. Very good. Freezers are big and the stoves are small, probably because we go hunting all the time.
Yeah.
But like in other countries, like here, the freezer is very small, but the stoves are
big. Yeah, and people starve all the time here. In Christopher's apartment, where we actually played on your own kitchen appliances. Yeah,
very carefully.
Yeah, very carefully. But that was when we found out it was a nice sound in kitchen appliances.
Time we felt so at home with our name and the venue having something in common.
Aslak here is he's very famous in Norway from children's shows on television, and he has a hugely successful career in soap operas and commercials. Yes. So he's one of Norway's most famous actors.
Were you a bad guy on the soap opera?
No, just a sleazy.
Okay, sleazy. But you were a sleazy guy. Yeah, were you stupid?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty stupid. Yeah.
You were addicted to gambling, I think.
Yes. Very addicted to gambling. Yeah.
Not in real life. In the soap opera.
He hates gambling in real life. That's true.
And he has also a hugely successful musical career in loads of different bands, like his own Marauder.
Marauder. And you two play in the same band?
Oh, that's true.
And the three of us used to play together in Reidar Roses orchestra.
I forgot. Yeah. We did.
1, 2, 3, 4, kom med bra tjat og går med mat. Illa, 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 illa. Jesus sko, pan er sko. Hjertja bor en kolibat. Jesus sko, pan er sko. Hjertja bor en kolibat.
And Christopher here?
Yes.
He is known as a comedian.
Comedian, a writer.
A writer, and also a sort of doing projects, sort of
artist.
Artist.
Performance artist, perhaps. He's the modern Renaissance man. He can do everything. He's an actor, a great singer. He writes books and hugely successful television series.
And I show my cock on TV for money.
Yes.
I made a living out of that. Mm. We can hear that you love the song, but it's not enough for us. We are gonna try to make it more understandable for you by putting our jackets over our heads.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Yes, it's coming now.
Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Pop the bracha, do the prima. Dillai, 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 do. Jesus sko, pan er sko. Hjertja bor en kolibat. Jesus sko, pan er sko. Hjertja bor en kolibat. Yeah!
It helped.
It was even better.
But Egil is a troubadour.
Singer-songwriter.
Singer-songwriter. And he was hugely successful in the old days with his first solo album.
We sort of take turns. Right now, Egil has the most problems of the three of us walking on the streets of Norway without getting bothered. Because now he's having a huge success. He has a TV show. And you're on every TV show known to man.
Yes.
Talking strangely.
Mm. Are you ready? You are ready? Are we ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Pop the bracha, do the prima. Dillai, 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 do. Jesus sko, pan er sko. Hjertja bor en kolibat. Jesus sko, pan er sko. Hjertja bor en kolibat.
And he's the one who sold most records of all of us.
Yeah.
With your solo
records. Back in the old days.
Artistically, the most successful of the three of us.
I think so.
Yes.
Humanly.
Yes.
Well, boys, I start playing the song. You do the beautiful romantic scene. There's no stars you see, there's no stars you see. It's just wars and lights, just war. But there's no stars you see. There's no stars you see. It's just wars and lights, just war. But still it's beautiful.
When did we start?
We formed the band back in 1991, I think.
Yeah.
After we went to a school together.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of school was it?
I think it was a drama school. I didn't go there, and I didn't join the band till several years later, because this band was a power trio, a very ordinary band with the drums and everything.
Yes.
But the tracksuits.
With tracksuits.
Tracksuits. And then they lost their drummer on a gig. He was never found again.
We lost him in a town, a little outskirt of Oslo, a little town called Lillestrøm.
Mm.
We lost him there, and we had never seen him after that.
But then I lived in a very run-down apartment with all these appliances stacked up in the backyard. And inside as well. So we started playing on those. And we got Egil on board.
I joined the band. I picked up the bass. And he switched from bass to the appliances.
Yes.
Voila.
And we've never looked back.
You sexy people. You're so sexy. Nemtudom ul vagyok. Vagyok. Yeah, I'll deal you.
it's a big difference between Norwegian kitchen appliances and American kitchen
appliances. I would say the main divide goes between European appliances and the American.
Yeah.
But there is more gas. The appliances more south in Europe is run by gas.
In Norway, we don't have gas stoves. Very few.
We don't have like this. The lid that you have on the stove here does not exist in Norway.
No.
This is very rare, very strange for us.
Yes. In the States, they got massive stoves, but they don't last. They are like made of paper. They just fold the first hit.
And the freezers are enormous. They are bigger than... Yes, they're enormous.
Satan lives in the fucking toilet. Kakakastroid, kakakastroid, sitting next to machinery. Kakakastroid, kakakastroid, sitting next to machinery.
Here is the most important thing, and the most difficult thing is the freezer. It serves as a bass drum, like this.
It's the spine in Hurra-torpedo.
Yeah, and the difficult part is the handle, because it breaks easily because of the force. So this time it's actually a lock from a door we found in Bratislava yesterday that's bolted through, because we know this one isn't gonna last. And second, this is the snare drum. It's a stove, it's always a stove. And you just hit it here. That's all there is to it.
Here we have a washing machine. It's multifunctional. You can hit it here, stamp on it, and it's even working. So we have filled it with screws and things, and I can just start it here.
Oh.
This is a backup stick. If this one breaks, I have a backup stick taped here.
This is it's a sort of percussion thing. I have this nice peapot, and well, it's usually different sounds there. A nice cymbal there. Very beautiful sound in that one. And also here it's a good sound when the whole amplifiers is on here. To old stove, where you actually can use the, these things. I don't remember what it's called, but you can use it as a
for volume, change the volume sound.
Yeah.
This is what we call the destroyer. For massive bangs, you just ram this as hard as you can into this, and it's supposed to sound like a nuclear war.
And this is a washing machine bass, where you can play two tones. That's just what we need in Hurrah Torpedo.
It's kind of new today. They got a couple of extra things. Usually it's just this plates and cups, and of course for protection I need to use gloves, so I won't cut myself on this. But I play here with the brushes, and I dance my little dance while I was playing.
I'm out of a waffle iron. We made a castagnette. Quite loud for being so small. Very handy.
Well, I forgot, nearly forgot one thing here.
Yes, he forgot.
We used this.
The rör.
The, what is this called?
Rör.
The rör, yeah.
Rör for thing. This washing machine to make a beautiful trumpeto sound.
And then they have this multifunctional centrifuge from an old washing machine that can be used as a, like that, or even be worked with a brush. And we can also use it as a sort of musical hat. Kind of loud inside there. Not very pleasant experience for the musician, but it's highly enjoyable for the audience.
If you want to dance, you dance now.
This is mechanical rave party.
Oh. Let the love out. Magyar posta.
Tonight.
we wouldn't have a jam session at home on our own appliances, no. Because then we'd have to buy new appliances to make the food afterwards. And we were, this is kind of a recycling thing we do. We use used appliances, things that can't be used as cooking machines anymore, and we create beautiful music, and in the same time we break down the appliances into molecules, mm-hmm. and it goes out in the air, and the audience will inhale the last piece of the machinery,
yes.
and they will bring it back home, and they will shit out new appliances. So yeah. It's the circle of life. It's the circle yes. of appliances.
It's the circle of joy.
Make food on appliance, play on appliance, destroy appliance, inhale appliance, make new appliance with body.
It's a circle. It's a perfect circle.
Perfect circle. Spiral.
Are you having a good time? So are we. What a coincidence, baby.
Let it burn.
find it, the fact that so many Norwegian bands copy us, both Kaisers and Data Rock, it's an homage to us.
It is. Yeah. Yep.
We take it in the best interest.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the support. Well, we don't use oil barrels. We only use stuff
from the kitchen,
from inside the house.
Yeah. Of course, you can use an oil barrel if it's a olive oil barrel.
Or if it's that would be a barrel made to either grill, to grill things.
Yeah, you can make a half barrel,
you know, to make
then you can play on it.
But you can never wear red tracksuits and play in Europa.
No.
And I think Data Rock has many the tracksuits. I think they change their tracksuits and wash them.
Yes, maybe.
That's a very strange thing to do.
Feels odd.
Yeah, because then... Do they really mean it? Do the tracksuits have any significance if they wash out the music?
Do they? Do they know it's Christmas?
I don't know.
We have always had a dream about doing Total Eclipse of the Heart with Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah.
It's almost happened a couple of times.
Yep. Once we played in Los Angeles and we tried to get her to go there, but she was actually playing in Norway while we were in LA. So it didn't work out that way. Oh. So that would be the ultimate.
The ultimate.
I think so.
Yeah. Because it's kind of our signature thing.
Maybe to perform the Carmina Burana.
Yes, in its entire.
With a big Russian choir.
Yeah, and a ballet.
Yeah.
now and then I feel a little bit lonely and you never come around. Now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that I miss the world the years have gone by. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, but then I see the look in your eyes. Every now and then I fall apart. Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight. And I need you more than ever. And if you only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever. And we'll always be making it right. Cause we'll never be wrong. Together we can take it to the end of the line. My love is like a shadow on you all the time. I don't know what to do and I'm always in the dark. You're living in the powder keg and giving off sparks. I really love you tonight. Forever's gonna start tonight. Forever's gonna start tonight. Once upon a time I was falling in love, but now I'm only falling apart. Nothing I can say, it's all a glimpse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
If you fuck a stranger in the ass, this is what happens.
See you later. jeg tror du har valgt det selv. Jeg tror du har valgt det selv. Jeg tror du har valgt det selv. Jeg tror du har valgt det selv.
Tulajdonképpen én eleve gyerekkoromban jó társaságba keveredtem, és azóta is azt hiszem, hogy ez egy nagyon jó társaság, és hiszem, hogy akár ez a úgymond verseny egyfajta életet ad újra ennek a jó társaságnak, legyen itt sokáig.
Fölszállott a páva. Október 6-ától a Dunán.
Meghalt a kedvesem. Azt hiszi, hogy helyette lőtték le a szerbet.
Azok a lukha.
Végül is még nem zárták le az ügyet.
Jánosz!
Vidéken még megvan az a lövedék, amivel Andrát lelőtték. Szimatoljatok, szaglászatok!
A törvény ötös fogata. Szerdán este újra akcióban. A Dunán.
Ne hajózok a Duna forrásától a Fekete-tengerig!
A Dunai Liga horgászbajnoka minden gyanú felül áll.
A Dunai hajós, horgászbajnok és vadevezős.
Ezen primitív trükknek tartom, de elhitték magának.
Rablás! Hogyan egyeztethető össze a horgászporttal?
Sehogy!
Látták elmerülni a Dunában.
Nem igaz. Hazudsz!
Elnyelte a föld!
Koncz Gábor, Bújtor István, Agárdi Gábor, a Dunai hajós. Szombaton 20 óra 25 perckor. A Dunán.
A MIPA műsorában szombaton a New Orleans Swing Fesztivál idei produkcióiból láthatnak válogatást a MIPART műsorában. Anti Sarpila Swing Band, Csík Gusztáv Trio, Joan Faulknerrel és Szalóki Bélával, Tomás Gencs és a Dixieland All Stars. Szombat este MIPART a Dunán.